umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu umncedisiziba uthi bekuvele kuza kuba nzima ukuba iqembu lezimbabwe liphumelele kwimidlalo elisanda kuyidlala ngoba amalungiselelo alo angaqhutshwanga kuhle.
Yeah, I've been following mani team yethu yama-Warriors mani, ama-Warriors will never be the same mani. Uzohlala usukhumbula mani iteam zakudala mani, the way things ebekuyenziwa ngakhona ngazo ukuthi manje sesibhayiziswa ngama-selections wethu or kwenzakalani mani. Even this team le esetshenziswe mani ukuthi kuphonge ubizwa ucoach, so kuvele sokusiyadlalwa mani akumnikezi isikhathi esi-enough mani ukuthi ebuilde iteam yakhe kuhle mani.
Kwaba isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association isiphambaniso Dube layo ukuthi amalungiselelo weqembu lama-Warriors abefana nje lamandlwane.
Okubuhlungu yukuthi asenze amalungiselelo ngendlela eqondileyo njengelizwe and yonke nje into esiyenzayo siyithatha kalula sinanzelele sokusilimazile kakhulu ezinhliziyweni zethu. Iqembu lesizwe leli abalinikanga isikhathi esifaneleyo ukuthi umqeqeshi asihlanganise abe lazo.
Intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo uAndrew Thambane wakho uthi yena uzwela usizi umqeqeshi uJairo Stapera ngoba esenindwe ngodaka.
As iZimbabwe yadanise, so no, this is not even funny. First siya lose against Lesotho, then sesidlala against South Africa basitshaye 3-1. Yazi, when I looked at ama preparations of the squad, first of all manager wayemtshile iZimbabwe, team manager within the uniform uJairo Stapera, yes the new coach at Manika Diamonds, but he isn't at the time.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lihlezi emsileni wesibaya sika group C le miklomelo emibili ngemva kwemidlalo emine. Imiklomelo emibili elithole ngemva kokuba ngutshiki lobhanqa leRwanda kanye leNigeria nyakenye, njalo ngaleso sikhathi beliqeqeshwa nguBaltimore Brito owayengumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders. Ngemva kukaBrito uNomen Mabheza uke waphiwa iqembu lama-Warriors wadlala eMalawi, kodwa ngemva kwalokho bobabili uBrito loMabheza kabawuphiwanga lowo msebenzi, waphiwa uTapera ukuba abebambili kungakaqhatshwa umqeqeshi omutsha. Iqula elikhokhela ukulungiswa komdlalo wenguquko leZimbabwe elibizwa ngokuthi i-Normalization Committee yilo okumele liqhathe umqeqeshi, njalo abalandeli abaningi bathi ngabe layekela uBrito esemsebenzini. Asenelisanga ukuthola icele le-Normalization Committee, kodwa umkhokheli walo uLincoln Muntasa ensukwini ezedluleyo utshele intatheli zindaba uLove Mobanda ukuba bebengeke baqhathe uBrito ngenxa yokuba kuzabise kumele kuphume imali eningi yokumnakekela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingu Joseph Njanjini.